It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business calls library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show for Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. We are ready to speak to you and... I'm thrilled at the response of our crews and people paying attention, talking about it. It's all the way in December, but you would think it was next week, the way people are gathering and chatting about it. If you have been living under a rock, let me enlighten you to the fact that our cruise will be taking place December 5th through the 8th. And we will be coming your way, leaving from Miami and heading to the Bahamas, heading to a private island, man. And the ship, the MSC Seaside. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's not. There are not enough days to enjoy every element of the ship. Josh Soroka, you work together with Cruises.com to just create this magnificent event for the TMOS faithful, and I could not be more excited about it. Even with our limited acting ability in our TV commercials, it's still special.
Really? I thought you really excelled in it.
And necessarily the acting; it's the look. Every time I see that commercial, I'm disappointed in my. It was a black tie, put on a like Tommy Bahama shirt. That you can see the black tie in the back. It is the worst captain's hat that I've ever seen in my life. That is like a little bean on my head.
And you've always prided yourself on the quality of your captain's hats.
Well,
and see, I thought I nailed the acting was to just turn around.
Yeah,
you the acting. You really could have tended to that shirt a little bit better.
I thought he presented.
That shirt's like what you would wear to like Camden Yards.
No, he presented Fred Grandy. Yeah, he looked good, what? I think.
I got married in that shirt.
Oh, just calm down with your friend, all right? You know. And by the way, Josh didn't recommend this hat to me. You did.
I've got a hat that came in the mail yesterday for the cruise.
Like a captain's hat?
A boonie hat?
That is a bucket. That is what's referred to as a. Oh my God!
And check this out.
This is a TMOS Love Boat bucket hat.
You get the logo on the front.
Yes.
And you get us on the top.
Oh, so it's double sided.
Well, who are you working with these prototypes? This stuff they're sending you. This is astonishing.
I just wanted to test something out. So I said, let me. I saw the. The store that does our shirts now offers bucket hats. So I said, let me try something.
Is it one size fits most? What is the size of the bucket hat?
The size is huge.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I like that. I like that indeed. I think the bucket hat should go right up on the store, and we should be selling them right away. The cruise, as I mentioned before, first week in December, we are looking forward to seeing you. We have planned as follows. Not only all the food and beverages that you can eat and drink, but We are also going to be having a live show that Saturday night after we come back from Nassau.
Mike, that was, if people that are watching on video just saw for the first time Josh have to fix his hair.
Me fix my hair?
Yeah, because he had put the bucket
out. The faux hawk.
Yeah, I just had to push it back up. It just took a moment. It does look a little bit like a monkey.
So we are we're going to be having the live show on Saturday night. Then we are having Rob will be hosting Jeopardy.
Yes.
I will be in the casino that night. Rob will be hosting.
You're not going to Johnny Gilbert for me? How dare you?
I thought we'd put you in one corner with a buzzer all by yourself.
I'm not doing three nights.
No, we know.
No, I'm not doing three nights.
We have it all worked out.
Yeah. I'll be hiding. No, I might come. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, we heard back, Mike. No, you may not have a slot machine in your stateroom.
It should be a good time had by all. So if you want to, Josh, I'm speaking correctly when I say all you have to do is go to MikeOMaraShow.com and you'll be taken to the cruise link.
There's a cruise button at the top.
And a little glitch on the rollout earlier this week where we were a little tardy getting that up on the air, and then we had a little glitch with the link. Those are all fixed. Everything is done.
Right.
Everything is ready to go. It's cruise. And now because we're showing it every day this week, we're not going to burden you with it every single day leading up to May when they shut the doors on your opportunity to get on this ship. But let's take a look at the fabulous television commercial from the Paramount Viacom studios that was prepared for this wonderful event. Let's take it.
Prepared for us by them, yes.
Fun. I love looking at the folk.
Me too.
These are people that have already
bring it to you.
Turn it down a little bit. These are already people that have purchased.
Yes. These are people that as of this weekend place their reservations.
The best thing to get through the 8th.
Right, I'll update the video for next week, so get your orders in.
Yes.
Get your reservations done.
Oh, that's mean that they'll be in the TV commercial?
Yes.
It's exciting.
TMOS Love Boat. We will be making our debut run.
See the black tie on the too small collar? My nipple.
We always put the FU in fun. Set a course for December, your mind on another blast.
Rob with the Al Roker look.
And fun.
See the shirt?
It's my one button down.
But he looks so sincere.
That little clip from Carla, that was Josh did a great job grabbing video when we didn't have the freedom. Here's Jimmy. He's already committed to it. He's going to be there. Won't be bartending. They'll have professionals on board to do that for him. TMOS Cruise, December 5th through the 8th, Friday to Monday. Register today at MikeOMaraShow.com. We would love to see you there. We'll be giving you a little more information on that,
Mike,
later on in the program.
A little behind the scenes on Jimmy. You know, we didn't tell him anything that this was for. Josh just said, we need a picture of you behind the bar. He, in his molecular makeup, did the Ted Lang point. We didn't tell him to do that. It's just one of those magical showbiz moments that occurs.
Jimmy may come across as the goofy guy, but Jimmy has a sixth sense about a lot of things. It's that you don't stay in business as a sole proprietor of an eatery, barery, for as long as Jimmy does without having a little savviness. And you can joke all the time about Jimmy's always on constant vacation. He's on vacation because he has employees that have worked for him for 30-plus years. It's stunning how well that place is run. And with all this talk about the cruise, we're forgetting to tell you that in May, for the Kentucky Derby, we're going up to Jimmy's, too. So lots going on with the show. Those are the two big events, and they're already out there for everybody to consume.
I love Jimmy, but the problem is you have to rein him in a little bit.
Oh, because you do have to range. Oh, that is
a fireball.
True.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because my last text from him about the event and what we're going to do at the event, he sent me this picture, thinking that he wants a two-man costume of a horse.
That I say, knock his socks out. And as a matter of fact, if Jimmy makes his entrance,
he wanted it to be you and Rob, and that's your.
Oh
entrance.
No, that's
no,
not
no,
happening.
No.
Jimmy
loves costumes.
Yes, he does.
I mean, whether it's something as simple as a crown.
You do, too. You love costumes.
Not like a horse costume. I like
but
to,
you like to dress up.
I don't mind dressing up. No, not right. at all. But I
yeah,
don't.
I mean, you were you know, when I was looking at old pictures of Vegas when you were in the Elvis outfit, you enjoyed that.
I loved that. Are you kidding? Yeah.
I find costumes insanely tedious. I do not like to dress up. I really don't.
But in
I
so
like
many...
to dress up. If I'm going to dress up, I like to dress well. I don't not like yeah. to necessarily dress in costume.
But in that past costume, Halloweens, Mike, you have nailed costumes.
I have.
When you it's your love of theatrical makeup and your skill set of theatrical makeup.
I think the greatest of all time was probably Barbara Bush, which paled in comparison to Rob Spiewak's Amy Winehouse back in the day.
Oh, that was a good
the
one.
Greatest
yeah.
costume ever in the history of costumes. But lots going on, and because that's the way they lay out cruises, you got to get them in advance. That's why we're kind of cross-promoting these things at the same time, along with a fabulous new coffee. So much going on that it's stunning. Last night, I even get paranoid when I'm not getting 60 different text messages, because it has been so... Would you say the last 2 weeks have been the greatest whirlwind of activity with this show that we've ever had since the three of us have been together? Oh, I think it's been amazing.
I think maybe since even month. Before that. Before
I think
that,
before yeah. that, yeah. Never this much going on mm-hmm. surrounding the show. It's a great time to be a listener. It's a great time to be an engaged listener. And it's a great, 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 great time to subscribe to the bonus show content as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because we are making the effort to do that. Speaking of making effort, I will be making an effort to go to Cocoonville tomorrow. And the boys will be here tending the fort. And they will have Rob's son, Robert III, on. And they'll be talking about... If you're thinking about something fresh and new, Rob will be talking about Elvis. So
that's a lie. I'm talking about an event that just happened.
Let me just get the.
It's as current as today's headlines. Are you kidding?
But the same people.
That is a lie.
The hit, Mike. I'm not talking about Elvis. I'm talking about Dean Z, who is a current performer selling out venues across
that. Is a lie.
Did he sell out the one you went to over the weekend?
Yep, both nights.
And how many people are there?
Look at you, all self-satisfied.
No, I was happy.
That.
I'm happy. Yep. He's doing good.
Well, both nights.
Of that large crowd, what percentage was alive to go see Elvis as well?
Here's the funny thing. Dean Z wasn't old enough to see Elvis. He never actually...
Did your son go with you?
Yeah, the whole family went.
Oh, the whole family. Poor long-suffering family.
The kids all came home for Elvis.
The kids came home for the concert, and I brought my mom, and she had a great time too.
Wow, that's great.
So sincere.
I just can't think of anything that would be. Now I've seen Elvis. I went with you to an Elvis impersonator.
Trent Carlini.
I just don't know if I'd want to do it now. 30 years later, 20 years later.
I don't know,
sure
Mike. It's pretty great.
I have been to a number of theatrical performances with you that I did not share your joy.
This is true.
But one of the great solids that Rob did for me, knowing me better than I know me sometimes,
yeah.
is we are going out to see a really good show in Las Vegas. It was called Love. It's the Beatles show.
Mm-hmm.
The Cirque du Soleil Beatles show that was at the time the hottest show in Las Vegas. And I'm not sure how it came about. You asked and I said, sure. Well, I mean,
We had a contact out there, Dan, who was able to get us tickets to a show if we asked. He was, you know, connected in the Las Vegas scene. And Dan, I said, I'd like to see Love. And he brought us tickets. And I think the whole show went. But you and I were sort of together for it.
And you knew going in, we ran into your friend,
Pat,
out there, and he was excited about it.
Yes.
And I was probably in full bitch mode as far as going to the show. I was being very uncooperative. And then Rob went to the bar at the venue and got me a flagon
mm-hmm.
of Irish whiskey, which was
it was
absolute Nirvana for me because I knew that I nothing mattered at that point.
It was at the Mirage, Mike, and they have collectors.
It's no longer there.
That's right. Imploded. They have it was the showroom that was built for the Tiger Show for Siegfried and Roy, and then they adapted it. But they had Love collector cups, and this is approximately the size of it, if you can see. It's probably about a 32-ounce cup, and they iced it. And they just kept pouring Jamesons in it. Bloop, 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 bloop,
and
to
Rob
the very
didn't
top.
Stop him. No. And all of a sudden, we're sitting there. Rob went out to get a drink and comes back with, he said, I brought something for you. And it was just brimful with ice. There are probably four drinks in there. I couldn't believe.
There were more than four.
Maybe four doubles.
Yeah, I think probably.
It was massive. And I said, oh, I can watch anything. And I stayed, right? Did I stay for the whole time?
You did.
You said I was
he walked out on his own power. I asked if you'd like to stay for the late show, and you said no. But you did stay for the whole show. Now, Mike, just to satisfy what's got to be troubling you at least a little bit at the base of your brain, I want to show you just a small clip of Dean Z. Okay.
And I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, this won't steal it because
I'm not going
to
be here.
But I want you to have an example of what you could look forward to if he ever plays. I imagine he probably will hit Florida between the lengths of his residencies in Branson.
Let me write it down.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, we can meet up in the middle.
Oh, this is his entrance. Okay, so we have the 2001 music. And he has a great video presentation behind him. Outstanding band. And this guy. Okay, here he comes, Mike.
God, I hate people that arrive late at
the
show.
I hate all the cameras at a concert.
I want to watch this riff that he does. Yeah, there you go. That's the one I like.
And
that's
the horns.
I'd be excited at this part.
He had a three-horn
section.
Yes, three horns. He's amazing. Look at him.
Sure he is.
He might as well be Elvis at times. Might as well be him.
On the scale, from a distance, he sure as hell looks like him.
Yep.
He looks great.
Yeah,
he's sensational. On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
As far as all the Elvis impersonators you've seen.
Oh, he's the 10 and a little extra.
I will tell you this. With all the ball busting I'd like to be doing right now, that looked like it was real music and a real band.
He
and
talked about supporting live music. I mean, he was so good. And there's a few things that I won't reveal today, but do tune in tomorrow.
Why does he have 7 straight days in Branson, Missouri?
It's a residency. He works in Branson. That's what he does.
I have to say this.
Laugh if you will, but a lot of the talent, like horns and the horns and his whole band, is Branson based because this.
And I will tell you this: after tomorrow's show, when you get done listening to Rob, you're going to want to go see the show. That's the way he sells a show that he likes. And
I want to hear Robert's opinion of it.
And you will.
Okay, that's good. He'll be on the show tomorrow, I look forward to hearing all about that because you know what? It does look kind of cool. And I don't think the video did it really justice.
No, it didn't. Because we didn't have great seats that first night.
How much were you thrilled? I know exactly how you are when that person came in front of you right at the beginning of the show, right at the moment, the most important, the entrance, the best part of the show, the entrance, and some mook that just couldn't get his ass in his seat before the show started.
Not happy. Not happy at all. Mike, keep in mind, that was his fourth entrance because he does different eras of Elvis's career.
Really?
So he did 4 different entrances that were all great.
That's fun. Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. That, to me, you've sold me already on it. I will tell you this, that we all like our different live events. We really do. We like going to sporting events. We like going to concerts. Josh, explain to me the type of person where you will go to a sporting event and someone just, I call these people the people incapable of sitting down.
The people that want
to stand in the middle of a crowded ballpark, a theater,
a concert.
They'll be looking around. I've never quite understood that desire. It to me is. I think the ultimate narcissism when they do that. It doesn't make sense to me. I hate it.
There are, when you go to a baseball game, at least, there are the proper times where everyone should be standing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But there's plenty of downtimes where you need to just sit
and watch the action.
And watch the game.
Right.
And yeah, and people don't understand it, and people want to make it all about themselves.
Absolutely.
It's the same as that video of Rob's that had seven people with their cameras up.
The great thing about hockey games is when they stop you up at the top of the venue and don't, you know, while play is in, you are not allowed to amble to your seat. Otherwise, it would be people, thoughtless people, doing that all the time. These are the same people related to the "you the man" people at golf tournaments. You know, "you the man."
You got to be part of it. Yeah.
That. You know, my kid got to go, as I mentioned before, to the Red Sox. He's not going to be hearing this. He's in school. The Red Sox game with that that big wig. And, you know, our thing for next Tuesday is that we are going
that
to be...
big wig.
He was.
I know. I was, but it's a big like, player. It is no truly one, a 1940s
every pitch,
expression.
Rob. You watch that game? When they show behind the plate, every pitch my kid's on camera. Every pitch.
No one was standing up in front of him.
No one was standing
up. No, you can't.
And the big thing for Dad is that we are going to join him at school. Where they let parents come in and have lunch with their kids, and then we're going to say, okay, I guess you have to go back to class, but maybe not, and I'm going to take out the speaking of bucket hats, the Red Sox bucket hat that he got when he was with the guy who bought it for him.
By mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like diminished because then when we get to the stadium.
I was going
to
say, then you're sitting 12 rows back.
Yeah.
20 rows back.
When we get to the stadium, it's going to be me.
Take that loud cup with you, by the way.
Oh, the loud cup, you need it, yeah.
That's a wonderful idea. I don't know.
And also, what you don't know, Josh, is at spring training, if you buy one of the Red Sox bucket hats, you can get it filled with soft serve ice cream for $2.
And Jameson's Irish whiskey.
And Jameson's Irish whiskey, exactly.
But see, Mike's picking the wrong day, because if they played the Orioles, I would have made the drive down.
That's true. Mike, what are you doing? It looks like an amazing trick from the Ed Sullivan Show.
I don't know why you have a cord that long.
I don't know why I have it either, to be honest with you.
I do.
I really don't. Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about that before the show, weren't
Mike,
we?
It can hide right behind the pipe and drape.
It's got a lot of stuff.
Oh, Charlie's Choice Coffee, by the way, good to the last sip.
It's good to the last sip. Yummy!
What is going on?
Okay, now he's got the camp mug, the hat.
God damn microphone!
Oh, for your effects thing.
I have to clean my studio.
No.
And wash that cup.
Yeah, that cup did look a little suspect.
I'm sorry. I was going to do an echo thing from where my seats are. Sorry. It's been a...
You could have talked into the dirty mug.
And by the way, I did all my adjusting on my lighting, and now I have like a spot on my head.
I saw it. It looked a little Gorbachev-ish.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, stop wearing Mike. Stop wearing green base.
I'm trying to.
If you came out dressed like the witch in Wicked, you could make your whole face disappear.
I'm really making every aspect of the show to be. You know,
I don't have any. I don't think I have anything green that I can make disappear in front of me.
What is going on? With
well, then I'm not using a green screen.
It's getting
either.
Worse.
Yeah. It is. Of course, it's getting.
Oh my god! Oh, that's good.
There we are. Hi, everybody. It's good video.
Now you laugh if you will, but that's exactly the technology they used for Marlon Brando in the movie Superman.
Yeah, a little delay on all this stuff that I'm having here. Slowly coming back.
I don't like you having a big divot out of your head. That looks unpleasant.
I'm trying to.
That's better. Oh, well.
There you go.
Yeah. Now don't move or talk. You'll be fine. You know, one little flip of the switch, Josh, and it looks like he's beaming down to another planet on Star Trek. That looks good. That does look good. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. I appreciate it. Now we're back.
Your head looks complete.
No, it doesn't. Don't lie. I've always wanted you to be honest with me. That is still there.
No,
it
is
no, Mike, it wasn't when you asked.
It's not. It's what?
It's how the light's reflecting off your head. If you throw the hat on, it'll be fine.
But not a green hat. Do you have a green hat?
See, now we're good.
That's excellent. And people know what you love.
I swear to God, sometimes it's, you know, it's like doing it's like, you know what it's like doing? It's like doing a play in your parents' barn. That's what it is. That's what we're trying to do.
That's
here.
Why some podcasters put on makeup.
Yeah, and dress up right. Yeah.
This is true. Glad to have you along here. Baseball is a very big part of my life right now. And last night, I go to the they have a little practice, and all the kids go out to the local indoor baseball facility down here. And the coach, Carla, got a call from the coach, the majors coach, to say he wanted to mention that he'd spoken to the powers that be, and he wanted to explain the situation, what's going on. And Carla said, "So that's good." I said, "No, that's not good."
Did the coach?
She said, "What do you mean? Hold on." He said, "No, what do you mean it's not good?" I said, "Carla, that's not good." She said, "Well, I don't get it." So you don't get it because you haven't played sports. When someone wants to explain something to you, it's never good in sports. And I knew that my kid was going to be the placeholder until the other kids got back. And I knew that the politics of my kid playing in the lower league would supersede him playing in the upper league. So the coach gives me the whole spiel, and I knew what was coming, and I was cool with that. And essentially what he said was, A, my son is, how did he put it? Majors material.
Wow.
It just, he unfortunately, with the way they picked kids, he's got to stay now on the minors team, but he is welcome to practice. But if they have the full complement of 13 players, is that normally the number of kids that come on the team? 13
is a good amount. 13. It's
unlucky, though. 12, I think, is generally, 13 is a lot. That's four on the bench.
So if they've got 12, and so my kid's not going to get the playing time, but he will be practicing with the majors. And he's perfectly cool with that because he gets to do everything on his minors team. That's what he's going to
be doing. When the coach called Carla, was his initial thing is that I have some stuff to explain in it. Might be nice if you came down to the office so we could talk about
it. Let me tell you.
There's
what's
only
going
a
on.
Few things that could be done to keep Michael in the majors.
Three things are going on here.
Okay.
All right. The three things are, this is the time of year, because everybody's down here, that stuff goes on. Golf tournaments go on. Tennis tournaments go on. Pickleball tournaments go on. Mm-hmm. Baseball tournaments go on. Little League is in full-fledged, full mode right now. It's just going on. Managing the two baseball leagues simultaneously has proven to be just a tad more difficult than we anticipated, because not only are there games and practices on a regular schedule, there are also optional practices like the one he had last night, which they had.
And you're doing this with a single child.
With a single child.
I see the families that are splitting up and driving one kid this direction, one that,
incredible.
And I don't know how they do it.
They're doing the work of the Lord is what they're doing. They are fantastic.
One league is probably on the border of too much, I would say. Isn't it? Because there's all the complications and commitments.
With the two different ways, it's all figuring things out.
Yeah.
Looking at some of these graphs that they have, and they're all done. All these schedules are done with graphs. And the way ours is done is you get the week of March 3rd, and then you see Tuesday, Wednesday.
Is it like Google calendars?
It's a spreadsheet.
All right.
And the spreadsheet, do I have one here? No, that's another thing. Oh, let me tell you about the TMOS love boat. No, I'm sorry. I'm discombobulated.
Don't throw that away. Clean the cup and save the copy, just like in The Godfather.
So we have made the decision. He has a game tonight for majors. He's not going to get playing time.
Right.
He might get two at-bats, maybe. And he might get two opportunities in the field. Not thick enough. The coach is cool with it. I'm cool with it. Thursday night, that's his minors game. Mm-hmm. That's when he's going to play. I am fine with that. I'm getting him all the reps he can get with practices. And I even got him with a pitching coach yesterday. So it's baseball. And last night, I think there are 3 million leagues in the Fort Myers, Florida area. There are kids from 5 all the way through juniors in high school, and maybe even sprinkle in some minor league baseball players and some college players in the mix. It is chock full at 6 p.m. of all these kids, and they're everywhere. And all you hear is bats clinking and catch. It's, if you love baseball, which I do, and which I'm growing to love even more through my kid, it is really, really super, super cool. And there are pitching machines, and there are batting tees, and there are people learning about the game. It's a sports nirvana. Rob, would be vomiting if you were
it
there.
It sounds very intriguing and very stimulating and exciting and overwhelming. Is there a point where...
Overwhelming is the word I would use.
I say, so when you get you love baseball and you see it, is there a point where you think, this is great, but this is too much?
No, because it's just everybody's got their own little corners of the world. There are a lot of coaches that brought the whole team in last night. I think it might be Tuesday night, might be the night they do that.
And this was at D-Bats, not in the field.
At D-Bat, right.
So you're all indoors.
Everybody's indoors.
Am I the only one that hears D-Bat and it sounds like something you would call some jerk in middle school? Shut up, you D-Bat.
Hey, D-Bat.
Yes?
Yes. By the way, a side note on the show for production values, when I was looking all over for that mic cord, the microphone was 6 inches to my right in the stand.
That's a good place for it.
That's the kind of day that I'm having here right then. So now to,
I think I
reprise
can hear it, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. Welcome to your seat. Hey, Michael. Michael, we're up here. These aren't the same seats you had before. The bit I wanted to do, really stimulating.
Well, we'll do the show like Pulp Fiction. People can listen out of order.
How was the weather yesterday?
The weather was fine.
Yep. Okay, if the weather's bad, D-Bats becomes a nut house.
It does, because people, and even when it's warm during the summertime, that place
is
just
full of D-Bats, though.
I think you're thinking in terms of dingbat, you know? Like,
well, I was
what
thinking
Archie
more
used to
of like
Edith.
A D-bag.
Hey, D-bag. Yes.
And also, I don't think you ever called me a ding-a-ling. Carrie was called ding-a-ling to a point that when before he died, her father would still occasionally call her ding. Hey, Rob, is ding there?
That's type, Rod. That's type.
Uh-oh. Is that?
That's the new lingo. That's the new lingo. My kid.
Type?
That's type.
T-Y-P-E?
Type she. That's type she. That means that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I try to get.
Bet.
First of all, he's in the bag. That's type, Dad. I said, what? That's type. What? 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 And he said, what does that mean? He said, you wouldn't understand. I said, yeah, I would understand. I've been on the planet a while. Please try to explain it to me. Finally, I pry it out of him. Because it's his new lingo, new 11-year-old lingo.
He's playing you, though, to a certain extent. Come on.
Well, I think it's going to get worse and worse.
Well,
and worse.
It will. Yeah.
The way I handle that is I hold on to those words. And
right.
then I give it about 3 days, and then I just use it nonstop. It completely
and it torches
irritates.
Them.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday it was no cap. Because
no
I've
cap.
Heard it so much. So
which
I'd
is
like,
no S, right?
Which means, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, right? It's like,
right.
hey, that guy's a jerk. No cap.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, and they're recycling our lingo that all kids have used just with different words. Like type is, type means apparently.
Cool.
That's
awesome,
that's,
right?
That's great. That's awesome.
Perfect.
That is type. She is type S.
When you get to like Kid Robert's age, he'll do it. And if I try to play, like the other day. He said something, that he was on board to do the show on Thursday. And I replied on text, bet, B-E-T, which means you bet or that's the case or something like that.
Yeah, why are you using it just to, you replied bet?
Yeah, just to see what he would say. The
oh,
same
good,
way,
okay.
And,
good,
yeah.
And
well,
then
the
he
thing.
Replied, Dad, excellent use of the word bet.
See, he's old enough to be able
can
to
give
help
me
you
that.
A
yeah,
more.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
As the transition slowly begins to be your pal again.
Yes.
Which, by the way, parents, if you're the parents of a 12, 13, 14-year-old and you're going through what is essentially hell on earth, remember, on the other side, it gets better. But
does.
I know it's going to be excruciatingly painful because since I was Daddy Day, Daughter Day with my second marriage, I didn't get that live-in day-to-day stuff. I'm going to experience it with Michael, and I'm going to experience it with Michael while I'm collecting Social Security. So it's Modern Family and lots of different rules for me.
You be Michael, I'll be you. Ask me if I got my Social Security check.
I'll be Michael.
And I'll be you.
Okay. And I'm supposed to say, Dad, did you get your Social Security? Dad, Mom wants to know, did you get your Social Security check?
Bet. It's fire.
No cap.
It's terrible.
No cap.
And then I'll turn around and look at him with my elderly hat and say, you are the bee's knees.
Mike, and remember, at that point, if you want to turn around, you have to push the right wheel forward while you pull the left wheel back.
It's why I am participating in local politics on the state level, introducing legislation down here in Southwest Florida to ban the Toyota Camry. We want to ban the Toyota Camry. And in particular, we're starting with the Solara, which I don't think they make anymore.
No.
That is the two-door Toyota Camry convertible,
yes,
which is the that is the mode of transportation for today's modern 88-year-old. As they there was a woman who was
old
backing
people
out.
Love convertibles, don't they?
Right. This woman was backing out of her driveway.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to know the speed at which she backed out of her driveway yesterday,
yeah,
you would you know those nature videos that you see where they fast film a flower blooming?
Yeah, exactly.
That would be the only way you would see the wheels move if they did that. That's how slow she was backing. She was
back. She doesn't go fast. I would think she'd be fast to get back there and just sort of hope for the best.
Right. Did it have like Flintstone holes? She was just pushing back with her feet.
We have to go to break, but I will share this.
Okay.
This is the truth. This is the ABCs of me. This is really the truth. I have now lived here long enough where I've seen the people who were old when we moved in. And now there are multiples where you will see, some people that are just gone now.
That's sad.
And it is sad. And then you will see people who were kind of functional, but they was like, boy, that's awfully old to be walking the dog. And then you see them, and there are people that, like, arrive. Mm-hmm. And hey, look, and by the way, young people, it's going to happen to all of us, okay? Mm-hmm. It's going to happen to all of us. And now when I look over there, I have to be honest with you, I start to think about it. A lot more. It's been on my mind a lot more, even though I am...
Them being gone or you being gone?
I'm thinking in terms of father time.
Yeah, you can't shake it. I think about it.
You know, if you look at it that way, and people in America particularly don't really talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
Yeah.
We warehouse our old people. We do, and we hide them in Fort Myers, Florida. And when you see someone who was... let's say, conversational 2 years earlier, who now you walk, you drive by in your car.
So sad,
and
Mike.
It is kind of sad, Rob.
Very
it
sad.
Is, but it's reality.
I know.
And you'll walk by, and the look will be something along these lines, where it's like,
oh, no, I know. I know.
That's what it is.
Mike, so before, weird. If I can have just 48 seconds, I have some tape of that lady that was backing up in. Was it a Solara she was backing up in?
Yeah, it was a Solara.
Okay, here we go.
All right, you want to start the car?
This is Bob Newhart, 1960s. It's called Driver Instructor. Okay.
They all look alike, don't they? I don't know why they design them that way. All right, let's pull out into traffic. Now, what's the first thing we're going to do before we pull out into traffic? What did Mr. Adams do before he let you pull out into traffic? Well, I mean, besides praying, let's say. No, what I had in mind was checking the rearview mirror. You see, we always want to check the rear... Don't pull out!
There it is. That's
still funny.
If my father, God rest his soul, was here, he would be laughing, unhinging his jaw, laughing at that. Bob Newhart, the late, great Bob Newhart. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the roundtable. Lots happening in the news.
So many.
And so much going on. We will be right back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, the things that I obsess on. It's not normal, but then again, I'm not normal, so deal.
You're fine.
Do you need a little something extra to help you fall asleep? Rest easy. This podcast sponsored by Soul. The team at Soul just launched their new Nightcap Gummies, which are similar to their world-famous Sleep Gummies.
Mm-hmm.
But Nightcap Gummies have 3 milligrams of THC for people who require something a little stronger to go to sleep. The THC and melatonin in Soul's Nightcap Gummies work together to promote deep, restorative sleep. How? Well, THC helps you go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals to your body that it's time to sleep, and Soul's Nightcap Gummies also contain CBN and CBD, so you sleep sleep deeply and you wake up without feeling groggy. And of course, Soul obviously made them absolutely delicious. The blueberry lemonade flavor puts the sweet in sweet dreams. Be like Rob. He subscribes to them and his doctor approves. Plus, if you want to treat yourself, crack open a cold out-of-office sparkling THC beverage.
So good.
Hit snooze on crappy sleep and prepare for a great night. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using TMOS code. That's GetSoul.com and the code TMOS for 30% off. Take it away, everybody.
They make you sleep so good, and you wake up feeling refreshed. It's not like any other sleep aid I've ever tried. It's incredible.
That's
stuff.
Awesome. We are delighted to have you with us on the Mike O'Mara Show. Smaller movies didn't mean smaller viewer numbers for the Oscars. We were talking about how I think I was the main one saying it, that we would have a situation where nobody was watching the Oscars. Au contraire, mon frère.
Mm.
An estimated 19.7 million viewers watched Sunday night's 97th Academy Awards ceremony.
Bet.
How about that? Fire.
Clutch.
Tight.
Nifty.
Bees knees. Excuse me. The biggest audience in 5 years, according to figures released by ABC on Tuesday. Well, you can't trust them.
No, I don't buy it. ABC has bought a failing franchise, and they're trying to pep it up.
Right. Do they count their TikTok views?
Well, let me see. It says that in the story here. The triumph of Anora, which won 5 Oscars, including Best Picture, and other relatively little-seen favorites and winners, still brought a lift over the 19.5 million viewers last year when the major hit Oppenheimer won the top categories.
Wasn't
a lot more people had seen Oppenheimer.
Wasn't the major hit last year Will Smith?
Was that,
was that two years ago?
That was 2 years.
That was two or three, yeah.
Okay.
The top categories in the even bigger hit Barbie, that was a major presence
yes.
for last year, too. The Conan O'Brien-hosted telecast did have the benefit of 10 nominations for the big hit Wicked and an opening performance from its stars. The film won for its production design and costumes. That was about it for mm-hmm. Wicked. The show had an especially big lift among people aged 18 to 49, driven by mobile and laptop watches from, not watches, but views from younger viewers. And the network said it was the most watched primetime entertainment show of 2025. So they did well.
Now,
you can't argue
well,
with those
I mean,
numbers.
It's only, it's what? It's 60 days in now, 2025.
Here's my problem with this number.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is Nielsen put out that it was 18.1 million viewers.
Okay.
Then ABC corrected them and said, well, you didn't count this significant portion of younger viewers that tune in via mobile devices and personal computers. And that's okay. how they got to the 19.7.
I think we can all agree they still need a little help. And I think for something that is a movie-derived show, the entire industry of movies, when you talk about little scene winning mm-hmm. Oscars, that's not cool. I'd like to go back to the days where the movie everybody was talking about got nominated.
Yeah.
And and there were 4 of them that everybody was rooting
not
for
10,
because
yeah.
we all saw them. That's what
I'm
going like
to watch
say.
The Oscars next year on my phone, and it's going to be better.
Absolutely. It'll be fire.
Little.
Macaulay Culkin's brother, his pride overcame him when his brother Kieran won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar on Sunday. That's a guy that we're such fans of Succession that I love Kieran Culkin.
Yeah.
He said, quote, that's another movie I haven't seen, though. I haven't seen that movie, and it looks like it's probably very entertaining.
It hangs
like
in my
it.
Queue. I think it's a Netflix joint.
I think it is,
no,
too.
It's Amazon Prime.
Oh, Amazon Prime.
That's
Prime.
Where I see it all the time.
Macaulay said, that's the only thing I watched. True story. I cried. And I was like, I'm going to see you later. Asked if he expected Kieran to win, Macaulay said, of course. Let's be real. We're allowed to say that. Yeah, absolutely. He was front row aisle, closest to the stairs. There is no way he was not going to win. That's just an honest, exuberant brother.
But that's like also a great showbiz answer. Talking about how they give assigned seats.
Sure.
Yeah, front I love row. That. I love that.
Front row aisle seat next yeah. to the stairs, baby. You know what? He's in the news again, and I say to my lady, beware. Ben Affleck, he's been leaning on Jennifer Garner a lot since the split from J-Lo, and it sounds like he wants to do more than just lean.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
A so-called source says he'd love another chance with Garner, but at the same time, he realized it's, quote, just not realistic at this time in their lives. Yeah. You know, even if that is one of those tabloidy stories that comes out, she's got a boyfriend. His name is John Miller. I'm not sure whether he's in showbiz or not.
No, he just wrote that book about Earl Weaver. He's banging
John
her.
W. Miller.
He's banging her.
Ben, of course, is fresh off a divorce. She is in a long-term relationship with this guy. Even if it's a tabloid story, that would be uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know,
Ben's at the door again. I would say,
Ben!
Ben supposedly respects their relationship and doesn't want to come between them.
Mm.
Plus, Jen is not feeling it, according to the source.
Wow.
Another source says, quote, the feeling is not mutual on Jen's side. Well, he's been a dink for his whole life.
He's a D-bag.
He's a D-bag. She's happy with this guy, John Miller, and that's just not where her head's at. Then again, maybe John won't be in the way much longer. Yet another source claims that the Ben-Jen thing is getting to be a little much for Jen Garner's current squeeze. What's going on?
But that's everyone's annoyed by your person's ex.
Yes.
Yeah,
this is
true.
Well, apparently, John, the new beau, feels like a third wheel. Poor fella.
Yeah.
And I think it's all BS, to be perfectly honest.
I see a three-way coming up.
And when's Ben's next movie coming out?
He's picking up on your thing.
Thank you, Josh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Carl Thomas Dean, Dolly Parton's ultra-private husband, has died at the age of 82. Carl Thomas Dean married the country legend all the way back in 1966.
Wow.
I was 7 years old back then.
And the ring bearer. Spotlight. A lot of people don't know that.
And I was as the ring bearer at 7, taller than Dolly. Now, this guy never attended public events with his wife. The singer shared only a handful of photos of him over the years. She shared the news of her longtime spouse's death via Instagram on Monday, March 3rd. His cause of death was not immediately announced. And, you know, that's interesting.
She did issue one statement. She said that at this time, please respect the
privacy.
Everybody
gets old, Rob. Everybody gets old.
She's got enough money to stick some Polydent up there, Mike.
No, I think those teeth, it's the work that does it.
Oh, really?
Ultimately, I think so. I think ultimately when you have the veneers or the whatever, it gets you after a while.
Right. You don't want it to affect the voice too much.
Right.
With her singing voice or anything. So they just leave it.
Well, it doesn't affect her voice. It's the whistling.
Well, she's not like Gary Busey, you know, where she's like, I understand he passed away.
Yeah. I would buy his album.
And the Accountant 2 premieres at South by Southwest this weekend.
There it is. That's why it's in the news. Manufactured.
Yeah.
I'm going to make an effort in 2025, starting today. I'm going to make an effort to try to recognize those and try to realize that he's got a movie in the pipeline that's coming out, and they're just throwing out. It's totally manufactured BS. There's no source.
No.
There's nothing like that.
It's a Tom Hanks-style guerrilla marketing campaign.
Absolutely.
Or the source is Matt Damon to also promote the movie.
Yeah, and that he'll be on Kimmel probably again, doing his stupid stuff
with
Kimmel that goes out. A measles outbreak in Texas has grown to 159 cases. This is measles, folks. We thought we eradicated it. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, do they even have that organization anymore? haven't they fired everybody?
I don't know whether it's even there.
It says now they are on the ground in Texas to respond. The agency posted on X, Shocker.
I love
that,
it.
That it's partnering with Texas's Department of State Health Services. Here's the quote. No, they don't have a quote. They just said they haven't talked much about measles since it was declared eliminated in the United States in the year 2000. But measles is one of the most contagious viruses on the planet, and lower vaccination rates, there we go. Yeah.
Well, they said given of that number, only five had the measles vaccine.
Really? Of all the people that got sick, only five of them were vaccinated?
Yes.
God. Because it started in the Mennonite
community. It's in a Mennonite church. Community, yeah. Yes.
So that gives it a chance to spread, and that's what's happening in West Texas.
The Mennonites.
159 seems like it might spread outside of that. What about the Mennonites?
Mennonites, they actually offered sort of an old-fashioned cure for measles that if you don't want to have a modern vaccine, you can always.
Oh, you got to give them that huck, too, and spit on that thing.
I believe she is the head of the Mennonite community. I don't know her name.
I don't either. We've all forgotten it already.
Yes. She's the Hawk Tua girl.
That's all she is. That's what she's known as. So proud. This is fun. I wish I was over there in London for this. This sounds so much fun.
Hmm.
Racers dressed as a skyscraper, beekeeper, and a chest of drawers were among dozens of runners in zany costumes. Hey, Jimmy should be there. He likes a good zany costume. Zipping around a central London square with a frying pan in hand to celebrate Shrove Tuesday or
Pancake Day.
Pancake Day, Charlie. Yeah, it's right before the Ash Wednesday.
I like to eat my pancakes with Charlie's Choice.
Did you go to Mass today, Charlie?
Did, Rob.
How come you don't have any ash on your forehead?
Man, you are dust and to dust you shall return.
Did you lick it off like you always do?
Mm-hmm. Tastes great. Less filling.
The spectacle was one of many such pancake races across the UK to mark the day before the start of Lent, the 40-day period before Easter. And that's the thing the Christians mark with prayers, fasting, and repent. Is this Ash Wednesday?
Today is, yeah.
It's Ash Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Celebrate Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday in other parts of the world. Shrove Tuesday is what it's called, the religious name for it, I think. The name Shrove Tuesday derives from the English word meaning to seek forgiveness and be granted absolution. Yes.
There Mardi Gras. Yeah. It's Mardi Gras. I saw a post on Facebook last night that bothered me because it is, you know, it's a lot of churches will do like a pancake supper on Shrove Tuesday because it's the tradition of getting rid of your fat and, you know, frying things. But some guy wrote, well, since it's Shrove Tuesday, I had a proper pancake dinner at IHOP. I'm like, well, who cares? And what is a proper pancake dinner? I don't know what that is.
It's like on the Fridays where they'll eat fish and they'll just run through the McDonald's and grab the fish sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it counts, but when I had breakfast on Sunday with my cousin Teddy, Carly gave me half a blueberry pancake and I had that. You know, really a the bigger one. Yogi Berra joke. The proper pancake, the proper blueberry pancake, and the best one that we get at a restaurant up in Maine is a place called Cafe This Way. That's the name of the joint. And what they do is they put it on a griddle, but they put real butter around it, and they put the pancake in there, and then the edges caramelize and crisp up with the blueberries in the middle. It's very, very yummy.
I made some blueberry pancakes over the weekend, but the thing
shocker.
Is... that is shocking.
I'm just kidding.
It's not a common thing for me. But the thing that surprised me, Mike, is that I still can't find proper Maine blueberries. They're all
frozen.
Oversized.
Got to get them frozen.
Okay, and that's how you do it?
Well, you get them frozen, but it's a pain in the ass because if you really don't want the if you freeze blueberries and then you just throw them into a pancake, they're going to bleed.
Right? Yeah.
And they're going to bleed that blue and you're going to have a blue pancake. And so what you do is you take some tepid water, you put them in a strainer, the blueberries, and then you run that tepid water over them for a while. And then by the time, you know, they get all the frozen gribblies off them, they're ready to be dumped kind of individually. I use a tablespoon to sprinkle my blueberries into the pancake. The other thing with about a frozen blueberry, put a frozen blueberry in a pancake, it's not going to cook the pancake. It's going to prevent the pancake from cooking. You're going to have a batter pancake, and you don't want a batter
pancake. You got to have a room temperature thing, yeah.
That's it. Yes. This has been Fat Guy News with Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara, ladies and gentlemen. Finally today, an 18-year-old kid from Utah. His name, Luke Herbert. He had to He had to quit baseball when he got diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. But how's this for switching gears? He just became the first kid from Utah to get a scholarship for cornhole.
Hey, that's terrific. Hey, hey. Yeah.
How about that? He is going to be playing for Winthrop University.
Hello.
In South Carolina. I've heard of Winthrop.
Yeah,
I've heard of that school.
Don't they sometimes land in the bracket for March Madness?
I think
they do.
I think they accept exclusively people with SAT scores under 70. No, I'm kidding. Winthrop University.
Did you do a character named Winthrop many years ago?
I did on the old Charlie and Harrigan show. Thanks for remembering. Yes. I did a character called Winthrop Poodlemeyer, and I don't remember the voice. That's how long it was.
I bet it was something kind of Jim Backus-y.
An elitist guy. Hello, yeah. This is Winthrop Poodlemeyer.
Yeah, well, they really know how to use you on that show.
Sure did.
Well, that's a big campus for cornhole because they are within walking distance of the American Cornhole League.
That's nice.
Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah.
They're widely seen as having the best program in the country. That's what it says here. In related news, China still on track for their imminent invasion of the United States and making preparations as we speak.
Wow.
While our college kids are all going, cornhole.
There was some cornhole at VCU 35 years ago. But
yeah, it had nothing to do with a beanbag.
I remember it involved a lot of begging.
I know. It was, oh my God, that's filthy. Thank you. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. I'll ask Josh if he saw the speech last night.
Oh, how nice.
We'll be right back, everybody. That's or maybe not. I don't know what I'm doing. Hey, sounds like Charlie's Choice.
It does.
It sure does. Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice.
Yeah, start your morning right with a bold cup of Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice.
Don't just drink coffee. Experience it. We all know that. Shut up, Charlie. We all know.
Charlie's Choice.
Shut the F up, Charlie. We all know that you got to have coffee. So yes. We want to give you the best. And the best is called Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice. Charlie, yummy.
Charlie put a sock in it.
Charlie likes to talk. I'm sorry. I can't.
Charlie's Choice coffee.
Charlie's Choice.
Charlie, I swear to God, I'm going to come down there and break your neck.
Okay, Charlie has agreed to say it quieter.
It's available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription. And let me, since I have not opened this yet.
I got mine yesterday.
Charlie's Choice.
And there's you wouldn't believe how good my mailbox smelled when I undid the door on it. It's unreal.
I was going to talk about that.
There you go. I believe he was getting to the smell, but that's what my desk smells like by just leaving the package here.
Yeah, it's
boy,
awesome.
It's beautifully sealed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Here we go. Oh, that, hey boy, fresh coffee, there is nothing
it's
like
the
it.
Best.
The cool thing about Charlie's Choice is the...
Charlie's Choice!
The roasting date is put right on the outside, mm-hmm. So you know how fresh that is. You're going to love Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice!
You know, my coffee was roasted by Nikki Glaser.
This premium medium roast blend combines the finest beans from Brazil and Guatemala, delivering a rich and balanced cup with a smooth caramel deep coat. I've had my two cups today. I now want a third.
You should. You know what? Treat yourself.
Or just chew on the beans.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? I could do that.
Mike is a bean chewer, not a D-bat.
That's good. Well, yeah, you can do that, by the way. I know you're thinking, oh, what's he doing? No, you can suck on a coffee bean. It's delicious.
You can suck on a coffee bean.
Smooth caramel, deep cocoa, sweet honey. Great notes. It's crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida, right near Josh Sharuka's home. Every bag fresh and full of flavor because great coffee should never be a gamble. Each package is marked with its roast date, so you know you're getting the freshest brew possible. So support. I sound like Dolly Parton. Support small business and enjoy Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice.
Today, Charlie's in the back of the room.
Yeah, he said he'd be quieter for you.
Combination TMOS coffee in your TMOS coffee mug while listening to TMOS. It's heaven. Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice. It's good to the last sip.
You said it.
Yummy.
You said it, you 82-year-old strange person.
Mike, he's going to be 85. A little respect.
So I didn't watch the speech last night, but I did see the clip where was the only real chaos, Josh, that they threw a guy out. They threw a congressman out of the out of the joint session.
Yeah,
last
he was
night.
Waving his cane happened? And wouldn't sit down. And then
I heard
was,
they
yeah.
threw out. I heard they threw out soul singer Al Green. That's. I mean, I just skimmed the headline.
He's a congressman. It's congressman.
Good
Al
for him. I'm glad that he's left the music scene and joined Congress.
I don't think your Al Green's still alive.
Oh, that's sad.
He stood up in the middle of the president's speech and went,
"Let's stay together, loving you forever."
I'd vote for Al Green, even if he's
me
dead.
A speech.
Al, are you dead or alive?
He is alive. He is 78 years old.
Hey, see?
Yeah.
Probably still performing.
I would think so.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, there it was. And America, our world is a tad chaotic right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would describe it. Tariffs and people walking out of congressional. I will say one thing. By the way, Josh informs me that we have been getting feedback from a segment of the audience that is accusing me of making this, what, a MAGA show now because I let you speak about it. Is that true?
Yes. Sorry for not believing what everyone else believes.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on.
Up.
But are they accusing the show of being a MAGA show or me or you? What's going on?
Well,
I don't really read a lot of that.
Yeah. I played with the trolls a little bit last night.
You bastard.
I love when he does it. I love it.
I just posted on my Facebook because my Facebook feed was full of people either praising the speech or complaining that the speech is even allowed to happen.
Okay.
And so I just put on there, it's great that we live in a country where we can agree or disagree in reference to the speech. And I got, that's where, finally
hold on.
I took,
your post was, it's great that we live in a country where we can agree or disagree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Real
There's
simple.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it was very vanilla post, I thought.
Very vanilla. And it was kind of a test.
But people are
going to
get mad at me because I looked at him and I just said what I said.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
I finally deleted the feed this morning when I woke up because it was full of hate.
Yeah.
And it was one of the comments was, well, since when did TMOS go full MAGA?
Oh, I'm glad we're full MAGA. That's
full
nice.
MAGA.
Yeah.
Not just a little bit.
Excuse me. Do they not listen to me? Do they not listen to what I say on this show? I mean, this show come on, people. Give me a break. That's an insult.
And I do not understand the attitude of being hateful to call out hate.
If
that
that's,
makes sense.
Okay.
There's a lot
no,
of hate
that does.
By people
and I am
saying,
not, I'm not going to sit
hateful.
Here and I'm not trying to kowtow to you or placate you. For the love of God, you listen to my half hour. You know how I really feel about the world with all these situations. I found the Zelensky interview ambush, whatever you want to call it, one of the most embarrassing moments for the United States I've ever seen. And I talked about it. But the fact
is, I thought the way the Democrats acted yesterday was the same way. Inappropriate.
Okay. Thank you for turnabout is fair play. But
no,
look,
I'm just saying it's both sides.
I understand. I get it. It's not. I don't equate the. What I do equate is if the Democrats are going to complain about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert screaming during a session, that's legit. I do not do false equivalency, which is making what happened in Congress what happened in that room with Zelensky. They're two totally different things.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
But I will say this. I will say this. I think chaos is ruling the day. And we knew it. We knew we were going to get it. I don't know. You know what's going to happen?
Hmm.
It's going to shake out the way it shakes out. But I'll tell you, the richy riches down here are not real happy with what's happening to their stock market. Because this is the stock market goes up and down and goes up and down. And everybody blames the other side for the ups and takes credit for the, you know, they take credit for the ups and they blame them for the downs. But I will tell you, when things are sustained, that's when people get a little hinky. Don't know how long this is going to be sustained.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about economic policies that are very, very dramatic, which these tariffs are, we'll have to wait and see.
Wait and see.
I am with
goes.
You about the guy they threw out. I understand. I don't know, because I couldn't hear him, what he was shouting. He was holding up kind of a cane. He had a ponytail.
Well,
you know.
My
said, buy Charlie's Choice coffee. Buy it! Buy Charlie's Choice! And then
Charlie's Choice.
And they took him out.
The problem was, it was planned going into it. All the talk going in was we're going to bring noisemakers, or we're sitting out, or we're going to walk out. So it was almost, I know you talked on your extra about the Democrat Party.
Democratic Party. Thank you. Fine. Not the Democrat Party on this show, Pally.
Gotcha. Way to stand up for them.
Oh, stop. For them. No. For them.
What I don't understand on the other side,
yes,
is why not, instead of complaining about everything and disrupting things,
yes,
present a better plan.
Right. Well, we did, and it got voted down. But
no, I mean since then, after then,
since
now.
Then, we can't. We're not in power. Look, let me explain the way I feel about this right now. Mm-hmm. I am scared. I am worried. But you know, Josh, I think let's boil it down to something that's not policy and something that's not people walking out of Congress. Let's boil it down to this one thing. All right, I would like you to talk to the guy you refer to as your friend JD. All right. And tell JD, when your job is a full-time ass kisser,
yeah,
and you wear the same tie as the boss wears, you look like a rube.
Yeah.
You look like, at least change the tie.
They wear the length of the tie. The length.
They were
of the
both
tie.
Wearing red ties.
Yeah.
If we can bring a picture up of the dais or whatever the podium,
I was shocked. I was waiting for all the photoshops of that picture. I was waiting to see Hitler and Putin in the background. I was shocked it stayed normal.
Be patient. I think it's nice that J.D. Vance has the same initials as from the show The Dukes of Hazzard, J.D. Hogg. And J.D. Hogg.
Was Boss Hogg J.D. Hogg?
And Mike, I think we all know what J.D. stands for in both cases, Jefferson Davis.
Now, of the fine head of the Confederacy.
Yeah, Jefferson Davis Vance.
Yes.
Now, they are different ties, but they are both red ties.
All right. Yeah. So there's the and that's not the best picture because it's the red is not all that red. I thought it was redder, but then again, you know, cameras, different angles.
Doesn't Vance look like he's trying to figure something out?
And then Artie Johnson to the immediate.
Very interesting.
He at least chose a red and blue tie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. That is not a happy looking group right there. That does not appear to be a happy. But then again, it's divided America, ladies and gentlemen.
Jefferson Davis Vance may prove to be fine.
Jefferson Davis Vance, you're going to call him that all the time.
I am.
See, Josh and I just had a discussion. He had his piece. I said my piece, and we're fine. Stop saying, what'd they say about us again? That you full,
we've gone full MAGA.
Full MAGA. F you people that say that. Now you're
guys,
on my ass.
I'm not even full MAGA.
Yeah, he's not. He's 98.7%.
I was
going to
say, don't
MAGA.
Ask him for a percentage, but don't force him into a lie.
I don't even know what full MAGA means.
I know what it means. It means Jefferson Davis Sroka.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with something. Right. Well, it's a sad thing. I want to talk about my other dog.
Oh, no.
Sad, right? Sad, right? Hey, everybody, I want to tell you about something. Well, what do you want to tell them about, Mike? Well, if you shut up, I'll tell you. I'll tell you about DermGlow Skin. Here's something that I think we all have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliance. No, we all want to be the best possible versions of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're a Marvel superhero, you might need a little help. That's where Carla and DermGlow Skin come in. Of all the people in the world, Carla chose you talk about this.
Yes.
Offering expert guidance. Top quality peptides like semaglutide, tirzepatide, B12, NAD+, and glutathione delivered right to your door. Carla also has an amazing lineup of skincare products. Used it today. Used three of them today. All right?
It shows.
I used. This is. Let me take you, if I can, for a second.
Yes.
Turn that music down just a wee bit.
Can we just, kill them? Stop the music because Mike is going to
tell something.
You
can put other music in if you want.
Okay.
If I can, I'd like you to come with me into my shower. Right now, I'll tell you what I used. Okay, today.
He's stabbing me,
Mike. That's the only shower music
stabbing
I have. I'm sorry.
The virgin I go.
I like that. I always do the one in Sega where he goes down the stairs.
Yeah, Martin Balsam.
Like that.
All right, I'm sorry. I was kidding. Let's go into Mike's. Let's go into Mike's shower.
My shower. Welcome to my shower. No, I used today the citrus scrub
mm-hmm.
on my followed by the repair bar. And then when I got out of the shower, getting ready to be out in the sunshine today, I used the sun guard, sunscreen.
That
I
in the shower.
Those happen to be the three things available on the Mike and Mara Show store.
They are the best. Yeah. They really are.
Do you ever use the Roseanne bar?
The Roseanne bar, I do not. No, but I use the Bill bar. It has a red tie.
That's right.
She's ready to answer any questions and help you reach your goals, whether it's losing a pound or 100 pounds or even more. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click Weight Management and Peptides, and start your transformation today. Fast, easy. Carla's got your back. DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I've turned my life around with DermGlow. Just one look, and you'll see a young man who has spent most of his money on mirrors because he likes what he sees. Ooh, mama. Wow. Now go in peace.
What a perfect read.
My dog is not bringing me joy.
Okay, you need to do a thumbnail of both dogs because you've got two right now.
Winslow comes to us from up north, mm-hmm. a Boston Terrier breeder who Carla hooked up with, came
Look
into
out.
Our life, and it seemed to me like almost immediately the sweetness, the gentleness, the lovingness of the dog was just there. I don't remember issues. I just don't.
This you dog, loved him. You were over the moon with him when you brought him home.
This puppy mill.
Stubby.
Pit bull mix. Idiot of an animal that is incapable of even being held and cuddled for without just dramatically struggling to extricate itself. And this dog who will spend 7 minutes, if we don't stop him, jumping up on the couch in a maniac circle. This yeah, dog
got the
who
zoomies.
Liberally is pissing and shitting all over our domicile if we don't keep him now like we keep him in a pen in the living room, which is the only way he can be in the room with
does
us.
Does the rest of the family have the same view of the dog as you?
Carla does not. My son and I probably do because we are, overall, we take the dog out an awful lot. And I want to find some thread of joy other than just staring at his one eye, one color, and the other eye
when,
off to the side, other color.
When you try to pick him up to cuddle and he struggles, yeah. Does he ever bite?
If he doesn't bite.
Okay, that's strong. That's great.
I'll give you an example. First thing this morning, Mrs. O'Mara off to slay the dragon,
uh-huh.
to support my golf habit the only way she knows how, by providing people with great experiences in Fort Myers, Florida, and she also happens to be toting my son down to school. What a life I have. I work here. I work from home. I'm blessed. I'm a blessed individual. But it is up to me to take care of Winslow and Dip S when I have to take them out. So I have now secured a leash for two dogs. And it's a little heavy duty, and mm-hmm. it's nice, and it's got a little pivot ring on it that, it does the job. I walk over. Winslow comes to the door, stands at all fours like this, almost at attention.
Ready to go.
And lets me quietly put there. Stubby is back, forth, back, here, there, back, forth, back, forth. And it's a process. And then Stubby, as soon as he gets outside, his little peanut acorn brain sees a bird and he's off.
Yeah.
And jumping straight up at the end of the lead. It is just... All I'm saying is that Stubby's going to be part of our family. I'm saying that I just want to know how I find the joy, and I know how I find the joy, and unfortunately, I am not prepared at this time to make that kind of time commitment to the dog.
Well,
I don't have the bandwidth.
Was it Winslow that when you got him, you sent off to a trainer for a little while, and when he came back, he was better? I know it was
yes.
a costly trainer, but
yes.
maybe that's the missing link here.
Then I will get some scratch offs at the convenience store today and see if we can put something into the Winslow fund.
No.
That's
or
what
how
we'll
about
do.
Some of those sleep gummies?
Oh, that'd
just
be good.
Just to calm him down.
Or the out of office soda. You could pour it into his water dish.
I bet there's no way
there's
there
gotta be
a pet product with THC in it.
I'm sure.
I know there are doggy downers that I have to give them to Linus before he goes into the vet. Because he gets high strung at the vet, so he's Triamazon, or something like that.
Yeah, I get it. It's just I want to feel more joy. Is he cute? Yes, he's cute.
Mm-hmm, he's pretty.
He's a pretty little dog. But it's just the constant, you know, everybody's had dogs like this. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't nip people. He doesn't bite people. He molests his brother. He's constantly jumping on Winslow and attacking Winslow.
Oh, so Mike, what it is.
It's in a not... playful way, but Winslow's tired of
you're,
it.
You're jealous.
Soul makes.
Jealous of him humping his gummies. Brother.
Soul makes.
They met. Yep. Relief gummies, calm gummies, or CBD oil.
For dogs.
For your pet. Yes.
Really? I'll go on the website today. Mm-hmm. I will get them today. I will make every effort. But little shout out to Stubby Potato.
Yeah. You know,
Sergeant Stubby. The dog was named after a character that they made a cartoon movie about. It was the greatest dog in the world. And this is the polar opposite of the greatest dog in the world.
He was named ironically. Mike, if you do get him some of that dog pot, make sure you buy a copy of Frampton Comes Alive.
And dog pot. I love dog pot.
And the dog DNA test is still an option. So we
that's
can figure
true.
Out what you're dealing with.
Yeah, that's I. You know what? I'll look into that. That might be a little pricey too, but I'd sure like to know. Kathy put it in my head. Oh, I don't think he's a Boston Terrier. I think he's part pit bull. We'll see. We'll see what jumped
Kathy
over the fence.
Kathy needs some dog pot. Relax, Kathy.
Dog pot. Do you have beautiful video for us?
I have gorgeous video that you are going to adore.
I am looking forward to it. We will return with that on the Mike O'Mara Show. Very, very exciting. And Stubby, yes, you are still a part of the family. I just wish... And I had to vent that you would bring my life a little more joy. Just some sort of joy. A cute moment. A cute thing you do. So far it hasn't happened.
Nothing!
Listen, everybody. When winter rolls around again, chances are your town sucks and you're sick of it. But listen up, Mom. It's better in the Bahamas. So get ready. All aboard the TMOS Love Boat. It's our first ever party on the high seas. Join the Mike O'Mara Show crew for an unforgettable weekend aboard the stunning MSC Seaside. We set sail from Miami Beach on Friday, December 5th, kicking off the evening with an exclusive TMOS cocktail party. Saturday, Nassau has gone funky. So let's explore Nassau by day, then enjoy a live TMOS show that night. Sunday, relax on a private island, then battle it out in TMOS Team Jeopardy. Then Monday, return to Miami with memories of a lifetime. Your voyage includes all your meals, the beverage package, $50 onboard credit, the Wi-Fi package, plus an exclusive TMOS Love Boat gift bag, and of course, access to all of our events for free. Interior, ocean view, and balcony cabins available. Balcony sell out fast.
They do.
Secure your spot with a small deposit and ask about the easy payment plan. Book now at tmoscruise.com. If you have questions, email cruise@mikeomarashow.com. This is huge, folks. Never done one before. Mm-hmm. Don't miss out. Reserve your cabin today, and we'll see you in December at tmoscruise.com.
Oh, Mike, the best music.
The best music, WABC.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Do you remember the song Funky Nassau? Oh, here's another jingle.
The Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS.
Do you remember the song Funky Nassau by, I think it was, the Ends of the Earth or something? One Hit Wonder.
A reggae.
Yeah, but it was a good song. It was
a good song. I do remember the title. I don't remember the song itself. If I heard it, I'd know it.
Funky
know
Nassau Part 2. They're helping out in the room there. Mike,
cool.
This, you know how I get about world records. They're thrilling.
Oh.
And tricky.
You're telling me constantly, you know, look what this guy did with his marshmallow.
But, Mike, the fastest time on record to make a paper airplane with four folds that has to fly for at least, I believe, 2 meters to do it. And I think the standing world record was 6 seconds and some change. Here's what sucks.
How far is 2 meters?
About two yards.
Okay.
What sucks about this is this guy is breaking his own record, which I think is stupid. I mean, you can defend your record if someone attacks it, but don't. But then I watched the video. He is basically making fake folds, crumpling it, and throwing it. I don't know why this counts.
Fancy quick record.
Look at this.
Depends on how many times we have to attempt it. I went through about 75 sheets of paper when I did this one last night.
The time you have to beat is 6.15 seconds.
Who's the person that went that fast? It was you, David, wasn't it?
What
it
an
was
ass.
You.
Ready?
Yep.
Watch him fold it, Mike.
3, 2, 1, go.
One fold. four folds.
So stupid. So stupid. Oh, that was a throw.
That was better. That was better.
David, I've collected this. I'm going to keep it as a record-breaking item.
Hello.
Hello.
From the moment you broke 10 records in a day.
This right here is either an ugly airplane or the most beautiful airplane I have ever made.
This was a record for the fastest time to fold and throw a paper airplane. And the time you needed to achieve your own record, 6.15 seconds.
Oh, did he do it?
You achieved 5.1.
Yeah! Yeah! And you know what's really great? Not only does he have the world record, is President Trump put him in charge of air traffic control.
Maybe we can bring that event to the cruise.
I was, or not. Yeah. Or not.
Airplane through. How about we just, they get us for littering or something like that.
Big news at Josh's house, Mike. Look at this photograph of an upside down red car. I can relate to that.
This is Monday morning. Caused a complete backup on 95.
Uh-huh.
Nobody killed, I hope, right?
No, he refused to get out of the car after he flipped.
Would you like to see of the pursuit that preceded the flip? There's an interesting wrinkle we haven't brought up.
Absolutely. Yeah,
yes, here we go. He's waving a gun out the window.
Look at the hand out the window.
Wow. Florida. Deputy Chase ends in crash in the woods. He's just waving his gun out.
Yeah, that's after he ran out of ammo.
Wow.
He shot a few times, and then I guess it wasn't loaded, so he just waved it around.
Oh, my God.
That's fun. Isn't that fun?
So I guess we don't care if he died or not.
No.
That is right at my exit for 95.
Yeah, you could have walked
right
to
there.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun when Florida comes a knocking right to your back door? It's great, isn't it?
I would think it's not that fun.
When Rob has a Florida story, it's always a game of, is it your area of Florida or mine?
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, that is a game we could bring to the cruise. Mike, I sometimes put something in the beautiful video just because it sounds fun to say it like Scott Shannon. And that's this. People are renting chickens. Would you rent a chicken to collect the eggs?
I would.
It is a burgeoning. Listen here, monkey boy. It's a burgeoning business.
Provide two or four hens, all the feed you need, books, tutorials, phone support, everything.
It's a New Hampshire accent.
The majority of everybody who rents loves it.
Now, is that a, do you take the chicken home with
you?
No,
you sublet. You sublet the coop. They feed the, and you just go collect the eggs.
So you can just drive over to the coop and get your
eggs? Collect your eggs, yeah.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Have you ever retrieved an egg from under a chicken?
Never in my life.
It's disgusting.
Well, is it really?
Hot and gross and, yeah.
But I mean, you know, in this day and age, first of all, we have had fresh eggs from people that live next door up in Maine, and they are better.
Fresh eggs.
As Rob said, it is a burgeoning boomtown.
Well, and I've seen people do the same thing with cows. Rent the cow so you can get milk.
Yeah, good raw milk is delicious.
If there was somebody within like 10 minutes that I could go and rent my chicken and go collect the eggs, whether it's gross or not. Now, you lived on a farm. Did you have chickens on your farm?
John Bell
when you were
had chickens.
Up?
John Bell up the road had chickens. And I watched him every morning. The man was 88. He'd get up with a basket and go down and collect his eggs. Yeah.
I would do it. I would do it for one reason only. The eggs are better.
They are better.
The eggs are better. They're much better. I mean, the journey they take when you get them
and
from a
different colors.
Farm far away.
I love the colors that are. It's fun, but I'm not retrieving my own eggs. If I have a neighbor who wants to bring me eggs, fine. But I'm not
There's a person doing it down here in Southwest Florida, and everybody that rents one of the chickens for eggs gets a gun.
Chicken gun, and they also get dog pot.
It's JD Farms.
Jefferson Davis Poultry Farms. Mike, this is this poor guy and this newscast. This story It tends to pose more questions than it answers.
Story we first brought you yesterday on WBTV News at 6. A man in Monroe rescued from a storage unit where he had been trapped for 4 days. Thanks for joining us. First
he was 4 days
I'm
in
Siobhan
a storage
Bryan.
Unit.
And I'm John Carter. About 30 minutes ago, we got our hands on the 911 call for help from that trapped man. And our Jason Puckett has been talking to police about this case to find out more about what happened. He's joining us now live. So, Jason... How
Listen
is it possible that no
like
one found
son.
This man
yeah.
for days?
Yeah, John and Siobhan, that is one of the biggest questions that the business owner and police and community members have been asking. Specifically, how is it that he called police after 4 days of being in there? Well, that 911 tape, as well as police today, giving us more details about what happened. Let's take a listen to that 911 call.
911, where's your emergency?
I've been locked in the storage unit for about a week now, and I just now found my phone.
So you heard right there from the victim himself the answer to one of the big questions. Why did it take nearly 4 days? Well, he didn't have his phone. That his service was out, he also added later in the call there, and it would only let him call 911.
I can't find my phone.
Wow. That's I bet he was thirsty.
Yeah, he was. You know, and no chickens in that storage unit
no
either.
No chickens at all. No.
Which is a sad thing. Mike, before we close, I wanted to give you just a taste of Funky Nassau.
Yeah, play it to the vocal cuz I remember it.
Nassau's gone funky.
Oh, yeah.
Big hit. Great song.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Do you remember it, Josh?
I have no idea. I've never heard that song before.
That's the reaction I wanted right there.
Maybe we can incorporate Funky Nassau into our reads. I'd like that.
I have no idea.
Okay, let's close with this.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know if this is real. In my heart, I hope it is. Because there was a great time. You know, anyone can watch Mr. Belvedere in reruns. But people know that the magic of Mr. Belvedere is when it was new and you tuned into ABC, you got a new episode, and you got to really appreciate Christopher Hewitt. Take it to the next level.
Hey kids, get your free Mr. Belvedere fun kit.
The Mr. Belvedere fun kit.
You get an official certificate, an ID card, postcards, an iron-on transfer, a book cover, a newsletter, even a special surprise on your birthday from Mr. Belvedere. Just mail a postcard with your name, address, birth date, and year to Mr. Belvedere Fun Kit.
Red! I want a Mr. Belvedere Fun Kit.
I just hope that's real. That's all that you can get, right. A Mr. Belvedere Fun Kit.
Mr.
I think it's
Belvedere.
Time to send a letter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I've got to get it in quick if I want to get it in for my birthday. Get a special treat from Mr. Belvedere.
Doesn't it come from the grave now?
Yes, it does. But you used to do Mr. Belvedere running around tidying the studio.
Yes, let me make sure that this is over here. If I remember it, I hardly do. Yes, well, I have to go check on my chickens. Oh, I've got chicken scat. Under my finger.
Chicken line?
Yeah. Hey, get your cruise cabin. We look forward to seeing you in December, everybody. Wonderful week of shows. The boys will be here tomorrow talking about Elvis.
Ebbis.
Rob, Josh, and Robert III will talk about Elvis
also,
on the program.
Yes. I want to get my son's take on my wife's burgeoning gambling problem.
Oh, God bless her. Oh, that's great. We can hang out in the casino on the cruise.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here for Josh and Rob. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Aloha, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'll recommend your services to anyone I know who has diabetes.
I got nowhere else to go!
And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women.
It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.